Welcome to KHC Podcasts. We are here to provide you with relevant information to help you manage your own health.
Thanks for responding to your questionnaire. We think you would benefit from having your cholesterol checked. This podcast is to provide you with some information. So Hazel, our practice nurse, is here to talk about cholesterol. Thanks for coming, Hazel.
Hi, Joanna. Nice to chat to you today.
So, Hazel, what is cholesterol and what causes it?
Right, Joanna. Cholesterol is basically a fatty substance that's found in your blood. If you have too much in your blood, it can increase your risk of heart disease, which includes heart attack and stroke. There are many factors which cause high cholesterol, including an unhealthy diet in particular, eating high levels of saturated fat. Smoking is another cause, having diabetes or high blood pressure, and having a family history of stroke or heart disease. These can all be contributing factors.
What are statins and what do they do?
Statins are a group of medicines that can help lower cholesterol in the blood. High cholesterol can lead to things like heart disease and stroke, so it's important that it's kept at a low level. They can reduce the risk of those by a third if they're taken properly and at the right dose. And there's very strong evidence that they do reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And they're most beneficial when you take them on a long-term basis.
So Hazel, if I do decide to go on a statin, what could be the possible side effects? And if for some reason I didn't want to keep on with the medication, does that mean my cholesterol will creep back up again?
Well, Joanna, some people get side effects and some people don't with statins. But common side effects can include nausea, dizziness, headache. Muscle pain is quite a common one with it, and some people think it affects their sleep as well. It really is designed to be taken on a long-term basis and really only works if you stop it. Basically, you know, you would revert back to your previous level. So it's designed to be taken on a long-term basis. But we always encourage people to try it because a lot of people have no side effects at all. And also, some people with side effects, we can reduce the dose, you know, because the evidence shows that you're better taking some than none, really. So that's another possibility.
Hazel, if I feel that I definitely don't want to go on medication, by changing my lifestyle, maybe giving up the smoking, eating a bit more healthier, cutting down on the wine intake, would that help my cholesterol?
Yeah, Joanna, we're always very keen to encourage people to adopt a healthy lifestyle, such as healthy eating, eating a balanced diet, taking regular exercise, giving up smoking, drinking alcohol within safe limits, all of which help to improve your cholesterol level. So we'd be keen to offer you that opportunity, and we could recheck your cholesterol again at a later stage, maybe 6 months, and reassess your need for a statin.
So Hazel, what do I need to do to check my cholesterol?
So Joanna, to assess your risk of heart disease, we do a blood test to check your cholesterol, but we also then undertake a calculation called Q-Risk 3. That's a tool that's used to calculate your risk of developing a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years. So the calculation is based on a number of factors, which includes whether you smoke or not, your alcohol intake, your blood pressure, height, weight, your cholesterol, and your family history. That works out a percentage risk factor, and if your percentage risk is 10% or more, we recommend that you commence atorvastatin 20, that's a statin, to lower your cholesterol.
So thank you, Hazel, for providing all this information.
You're very welcome, Joanna.
So after listening to all this, if you want to have your cholesterol checked, please give the health centre a call.